Warning, the information and opinions within are solely the views of the individuals involved, contains content not suitable for anyone.
Thank you for listening to or watching the Blockweb Beat podcast, recorded on Tuesday the 12th of March at about 6 p.m. EST. On this week's show, we've got a soaring cryptocurrency market cap, a Bitcoin all-time high, and a crypto ETF race between Hong Kong and the USA. We're looking into taking a drive through the Upland Metaverse with their latest travel bundles and cruising with Busta Rhymes as he brings hip-hop to the Metaverse. The AI arena is heating up with the USA and China's war for supremacy, while Sony gears up its gaming arsenal with something called Super Fungible Tokens, SFTs, and Ubisoft stakes its claim in Web3 gaming. Plus, as always, we ground ourselves with some real-world insights with a few doses of reality from the Metaverse. Let's start things off, as I always do, by taking a look at what's currently happening in some of the crypto markets. And yes, juicy, juicy, juicy. All right, so this week in the crypto market, the global market cap saw a notable increase to $2.72 trillion, a rise of 8.5%. Despite reaching an all-time high this week, Bitcoin's dominance experienced a minor decline of 0.4%, currently standing at 52.2%. The fear and greed index edged even more into extreme greed, moving from 90 to 92. Bitcoin's value jumped by 8.7%, reaching 72,214 at the time of the snapshot, although it has gone higher than that, as I mentioned, while Ethereum followed closely with an 8.9% increase, now priced at just over 4,000. Wax and Engine made impressive strides also, with Wax climbing 18% and Engine by 14.4%. On the downside, Shiba Inu saw a reduction in value by 15.8%, but it had a massive pump last week, if you might have seen, so not surprised there. And my beloved Ultron has decreased by 5.1%. There's a few interesting ones in the ones that I cover that haven't really had any sort of pumpage action yet. Radix, XRP, a few bits and pieces there. Might be worth checking out. Not financial advice, do your own research, of course. And the coin witnessing the most considerable surge in the ones that I cover that I'm interested in is Gala, soaring by 35.7%. Overall, the market's bullish trend reflects robust investor sentiment and manic enthusiasm for the growth potential of cryptocurrencies. Yeah, proceed with caution. Not financial advice, do your own research, yada, yada, yada. Now, before I move on to the other segments, I will say that this week I switched from using Midjourney as the bot to create the images for the segments. I switched over to, what is it, DALL-E, which is just part of the ChatGPT family. I figured I'm already paying for ChatGPT-4 there and playing around with making these segments. So why not just give it an extra prompt to create the images, and some of them, especially if you stick around and get to the Metaverse, freaking funny. All right, on that note, in blockchain crypto news and a groundbreaking move, Hong Kong is set to potentially launch a spot Ethereum ETF before the United States, marking a significant leap in the crypto market. This initiative is part of a broader push by 10 financial institutions, including Harvest Finance, to introduce spot Bitcoin ETFs within the region. The enthusiasm around these developments follows the recent success of two Bitcoin futures ETFs in Hong Kong, which have reached new highs. The swift pace of spot Bitcoin ETF applications underscores the region's ambition to lead in the cryptocurrency ETF space, with a particular focus on securing a spot Ethereum ETF ahead of the US. The gauntlet has been thrown down. This strategic move is driven by the increasing crypto adoption in Hong Kong, supported by the regulatory approvals, and aims to capitalize on the anticipated delay in the US's approval of similar ETFs. Hong Kong's proactive stance offers an opportunity to attract global capital into its market at a more favorable entry point amidst a growing uncertainty and potential delays in the US Ethereum ETF offerings. You snooze, you lose. All right, now, this is very interesting on this one. So in Upland Metaverse News, Upland is setting a new standard in virtual exploration and ownership with the introduction of exclusive travel bundles. These packages, the first of their kind, I feel like I'm saying that a lot lately, offer a comprehensive exploration experience combining properties, vehicles, and the UPX currency required for minting the properties, spanning various cities, including Miami, LA, and London. The bundles encourage players to use their vehicles for travel and property acquisition, opening up new avenues of adventure in Upland's vast expanses. I guess it's probably on the back of the South Lake Tahoe release, where a lot of people, of course, couldn't get involved because they don't have a car and you can't get in somebody else's car as of yet. Anyhow, the bundles cater to both new and seasoned explorers. Newcomers can look forward to packages that include their first Upland vehicle along with properties, while veterans can choose property-focused bundles. Special landmarks like the Mansion House in London and Freedom Tower in Chicago add a layer of excitement to the possibilities, with select bundles offering these prized assets. Sales begin on March 12th, which is pretty much, I think that's stupid AM tomorrow, my time, with registration opening a day prior. This initiative marks a significant milestone in Upland's journey, offering an unparalleled opportunity to dive deeper into the virtual world, collect valuable properties, and experience the thrill of open road exploration. Yes, now, a bit of backwards and forwards in general today, saying a lot of discussion about all the USD sales. It is what it is. Upland has to keep the lights on. They don't really keep their lights on by selling things for UPX. So that just is what it is. If you don't want to get involved, don't get involved. All right, moving on. In Metaverse news, wider Metaverse news, in a groundbreaking collaboration, TCG World, which is a type of Metaverse, and Chucky Records are set to revolutionize the Metaverse by integrating music with virtual reality. This partnership highlights the premiere of the Chucky music video in the TCG World Metaverse, featuring international talents such as Nigerian artist OT, Australian-Japanese singer Alicia Limura, and hip-hop legend, of course, Busta Rhymes. Launched in 2021, TCG World offers an expansive virtual platform where users can trade virtual real estate and Web3 collectibles as NFTs. Sounds familiar. Upland people. Chucky Records, known for its innovative fusion of digital music and NFTs, is pushing the boundaries of entertainment by providing hybrid, tokenized experiences. This collaboration not only brings premium music into the Metaverse, but also opens up new opportunities for creative expression and deepens fan engagement in the increasingly intertwined virtual and physical realms. Shout out to Scooby, who's been calling for, you know, music opportunities and things like that in the Upland Metaverse for pretty much as long as I've known him in the space. So yes, get some music in the Upland Metaverse, even though I'd probably mute it myself and just play deathcore in the background anyway. But anyhow, moving on, in AI news, as I said at the start of the show, the US and China are at the forefront of an intensifying AI arms race, each leveraging their technological prowess and strategic maneuvers to gain an edge. The competition spans from AI hardware and software development to securing the essential raw materials that fuel AI systems. The US currently leads in generative AI technologies, including large language models like OpenAI's ChatGPT. Shout out to ChatGPT for helping with this show. Bolstered by its ability to impose export restrictions on critical semiconductors. Conversely, China is pushing back with its restrictions on chip-making materials and a substantial chip fund to support its technological ambitions. One day I'll learn how to read. Amidst this backdrop, an incident involving a Chinese national accused of stealing AI code from Google has underscored the lengths to which countries will go to secure AI innovation. This global competition not only highlights the race for technological dominance, but also raises questions about the future landscape of AI development and the role of other nations in this rapidly evolving arena. As I keep saying very often when I mention things about AI, what could possibly go wrong? All right, now this is a very interesting one. I didn't really take a look at this myself other than working on what I was going to say in the segment with ChatGPT. So NFT news, I'll put this in NFT news because it seems like it's somewhat related. Sony is stepping into the realm of blockchain gaming with the introduction of a patent for super fungible tokens. These play-to-earn tokens aimed at revolutionizing the gaming industry will allow players to own unique in-game assets and freely transfer them amongst each other, contrasting the traditional gaming model where in-game purchases often become sunk costs when interest fades. That just sounds like NFTs to me. Anyhow, we continue on. This pattern outlines a method for creating these tokens by storing game asset metadata on a distributed ledger tied to the gaming application, marking Sony's potential venture into NFTs within its gaming universe. Plenty of other games already do that, including Upland. So a patent for that, really? Interesting. Must have some other spin on it, surely. It goes on to say, Sony's history of blockchain integration includes distributing NFTs with AMC Theatres for Spider-Man fans and partnering with Universal Music Group for the Snow Crash NFT marketplace, alongside exploring the metaverse to create a unified digital space for gaming, music, and film. The Super Token initiative promises to seamlessly integrate NFTs into gaming, sparking curiosity. Interesting choice of words there. Sparking curiosity and anticipation among players and developers to witness its impact on Sony's gaming ecosystem and future PlayStation titles. I mean, on the surface of that, doesn't sound groundbreaking or something that would require a patent, but have to wait and see, as we say. All right, moving on in Web3 gaming news. This could be massive. Web3 gaming news. Ubisoft is pioneering a new frontier in Web3 gaming by joining XPLA as a node validator. This collaboration heralds a significant evolution in gaming, blending Ubisoft's renowned gaming expertise with XPLA's cutting-edge blockchain technology. The partnership aims to enrich the gaming ecosystem by ensuring a more secure, stable, and immersive experience for players worldwide. Ubisoft's involvement in XPLA's governance highlights its commitment to shaping a transparent and engaging Web3 future, promising to elevate the gaming community standards globally. Sounds familiar as well. This strategic move not only solidifies Ubisoft's role as a technological innovator, but also signifies the growing convergence of traditional gaming with blockchain technologies, setting the stage for a revolutionary gaming era. I mean, it's kind of frustrating if you're an Upland metaverse person and you're watching and listening along. Isn't it frustrating that so much of this stuff starts getting spruced and bandied about as, oh, we got this new fandangled thing. Yay, look at us, look at us. But Upland's been doing that for years. Come on, Upland. Get the word out in the street a bit more about all of the cool stuff you've got going on. All right, so moving on into Meatsertiverse news. There you go. There's your first image from DALL-E. In the Australian Meatsertiverse news, in Melbourne and Sydney, a proposal is in motion to levy high parking fees on large American-style pickup trucks and SUVs to reduce their presence on city roads. This initiative, led by the Greens councillors, aims to make urban streets more equitable and reduce pollution. The Yarra City Council is considering implementing parking fees based on vehicle size to discourage the use of large and heavy vehicles, citing safety and environmental concerns, with SUVs and light commercial vehicles dominating new car sales. The debate intensifies around the environmental impact and urban congestion caused by these large vehicles. Critics advocate for taxing these vehicles out of existence, emphasizing the need for more sustainable transportation options. I'm all for that. Old mate up the road, he's got two of these massive bloody Yankee things, and of course they're too big to fit in his driveway, so blocks up the street. Drives me bananas. Anyhow, moving on to New Zealand Meatsertiverse news. How's that image? If you're listening on the Spotify, make sure you get on over to YouTube and check out some of the images that DALL-E's pushing out for these. Freaking hilarious. Anyhow, in New Zealand, residents in Wellington face a growing concern over water leaks, with non-urgent repairs taking significantly longer in other major cities. The data reveals that Wellington's non-urgent leak repairs average nearly 40 days, a stark contrast to Auckland's 2 days and Christchurch's 18 hours. Even urgent leaks in Wellington require an average of 13.4 hours to address, slower than both Auckland and Christchurch. This delay is attributed to the volume of leaks and limited resources, highlighting a broader issue of underinvestment and aging water infrastructure. Wellington Water spokesperson acknowledges the challenge and the increasing risk of acute water shortages, with no immediate solutions to reduce the backlog. Auckland's Water Care, on the other hand, employs a priority system for leak repairs, saving approximately 10 million litres of water per day. What a combo. Uncontrollable leaks and acute water source shortages. Very, very strange. And last one, I hope you enjoy this slide as well. AI. It's entertaining. Anyhow, lastly, in Japanese Meatsertiverse news, Kyoto is grappling with a post-COVID tourism boom, plans to launch express buses from Kyoto Station to key sites like Kiyomizu Temple and Gion to ease local bus crowding. Priced at 500 yen for adults and 250 yen for children, double city bus fares, these buses aim to balance tourism and resident life. With over 40 million visitors in 2022, That's a huge number. Kyoto's initiative seeks to mitigate over-tourism challenges, offering tourists an efficient travel option while preserving the city's tranquility for its inhabitants. Yeah, we, as you might have known, I went to Japan with family back to Japan last year, and we went for a day trip to Kyoto, and it was just absolutely bonkers. We went to Kyoto and Nara on the same day, and it was just insane. The amount of people there was just stupendous. Anyhow, and that's the beat for this Blockweb week and a glimpse into some of the what's currently making the news inside, around, and outside of the metaverse and in the mid-suitiverse this week. If you'd like to get yourself involved in any of the Upland Down Under Metatainment productions, or if you have an Upland NFT or metaverse product, service, or event to promote, then send me, Ben68, a DM. Or get yourself into the NBA server, which is linked in the description. If there's any other segments or stuff you'd like to see covered or whatnot, if you have any ideas, or if a news article pops up in your feed and you think it's an interesting one, sling me a DM, like I kind of do with the Upland Down Under podcast. If I happen to use it in the show, who knows, I might send you a little prize as well if you let me know your in-game Upland name. All right, that's it for this week. Have fun. Later.